In eastern Kansas, two congressional newcomers are facing off for the 2nd District seat in a race focused on the coronavirus, healthcare, and how the nation should recover after the virus wanes. Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service reports.
Hi, I'm Michelle, and I intend to be your congresswoman. I would love to knock on your door.
In the campaign this year, things like door knocking are happening online because the coronavirus has canceled many events. Topeka's Democratic mayor, Michelle De La Isla, is using videos to connect with voters. She feels the nation missed its early chance to keep the coronavirus under control by securing protective equipment and closing the borders to slow the spread.
The second thing was making sure that we had a unified message so that every single citizen had no doubts with regards to the seriousness of this virus.
De La Isla was born in New York City, but grew up in Puerto Rico and came to Kansas 20 years ago. And she's facing a rising star in the Kansas Republican Party. Jake LaTurner was a young state senator before being appointed as Kansas treasurer in 2017. He grew up in Kansas and just defeated sitting Congressman Steve Watkins in the Republican primary. LaTurner says President Trump took the right steps in response to the virus by blocking travel to China. He says the nation needs to get a vaccine and make protective equipment and medicines in the U.S.
We need to incentivize companies to make those right here in the United States of America. It's not just an economic issue. It's a health issue. It's a national security issue.
The two differ on whether masks should be required to control the virus. Both showed up wearing masks for an interview. It's a good idea, LaTurner says, but it should not be required.
I wear a mask. Encourage people to wear masks. I don't think we need a federal mandate to wear masks. I think everybody is acting in their self-interest and doing what is healthy and good for them.
De La Isla says mandates make sense because then it means businesses don't have the pressure of creating and enforcing their own mask rules.
Masks are a simple medical implement that we can put up with for just a little while to make sure that other people are safe and that we can help our economy thrive. So absolutely, why not make it a mandate?
In Congress, I'll work to jumpstart our economy with good-paying jobs from Main Street to the factory, boosting take-home pay.
In a recent ad, LaTurner promised to ramp up the economy in the wake of the virus by working to cut regulations and taxes. De La Isla says to get the economy really growing, the nation needs more testing and more accessible health care. To her, that means keeping the Affordable Care Act and its protections for pre-existing conditions. The ACA is embroiled in a court challenge heading to the Supreme Court. LaTurner does not support the ACA, but says he does want to cover pre-existing conditions. Also this summer, protesters took to the streets over policing, racism, and social justice in Kansas communities like Lawrence. LaTurner says people have a right to protest, but it should not turn violent. And he says police should be supported and not villainized based on some isolated actions.
When we find a bad apple, and there is a bad apple or two, just like there is in every profession under the sun. When we find a bad apple, we need to deal with them swiftly.
De La Isla says supporting Black Lives Matter does not mean she's anti-police. She says she has supported law enforcement as Topeka's mayor.
And because we love our police department, we want our police officers to be able to go into a predominantly Black neighborhood and feel safe the same way that any Black person that interacts with a police officer should feel safe when they see them.
One more thing to note, this district has not elected a Democrat to Congress since 2006, although it was close in 2018. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.